FCO, NTDO 212, comm check.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Talking Sound Podcast, coming to you from Austin, Texas. I am Chris Jordan, your host. Please do not forget that the Talking Sound Podcast is now officially brought to you by Podcast Cadet. If you're a fan of podcasting like I am, want to start up a podcast for yourself, friends, family, fun, church, school, business, whatever, stop on by podcastcadet.com today. That is where you can get your one-on-one consultation packages. They do everything from editing to workshops, teaching you the technology to record and edit your podcast, as well as distribution, monetization. They do podcast audits if you've got a podcast that you're just trying to drill into a new demographic with, a new audience. All kinds of great stuff over there. PodcastCadet.com is the website. Talking 20 is the code that you want to use to save 20% off your entire cart. Our guest today, a great Austin guy out there doing amazing things for the local scene in rock and roll as well as other people. Welcome to the show, Bobby Sharon of the Cobra Cast podcast. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. I know we've had like a couple of cursory conversations via phone back in the day, things like that. But, you know, it's always great to see other podcasters succeed, other podcasters getting out there in their niche and really getting their name out there. And you are one of the people that, man, you shine above the rest locally. Let's just say that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, it's not every day that like... especially going out, talking, working in broadcast for the last years the way I did, things like that. You find some people that enjoy their podcast and they like their podcast. And then you find some people that enjoy their podcast and take their podcast very seriously. And you are one of those people. You consider it very much in the same realm as a musician putting an album out, you know, like you're out there trying to put out quality and hear these musicians and their stories and stuff like that. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because you specifically deal with having musicians on, things like that. That has been hot button topic in the industry lately.
Oh, yeah, big time right now.
Yeah, yeah. But before we start getting into the meat of that, let's hear a little bit about Bobby. The baby cobras. How did the cobras come to be? I assume that's what all your fans are called, right?
It's just the baby cobras. I don't know what they call my friends. I call them lunatics half the time. So.
Well,
I don't think we have a name for the people that listen or watch this thing. I call them lunatics. I call them, you know, it's crazy because
are they your fangs?
Yeah, pretty much. That's a good one. I gotta write that one down. No, I mean, a lot of the people that come on here are my good friends.
Sure.
And they're all musicians. They're all crazy. And what do you call it? It's sort of like when, you know, Howard Stern had the Whack Pack.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sort of like what those guys are to me, you know, when I bring them on here. When you see like a band like 333 or Free Bleeder or... Madam Radar, whoever come on here, you know it's going to be a good episode because we're all good friends and we just let loose. And you never know what you're going to get. I mean, I never write down a question. I never write down any kind of bullet points. We just press record and go. And you could tell by a lot of them that maybe I should write down some questions. You know what I mean?
Sometimes. I mean, I literally right now, I've got a little whiteboard that sits in front of me that's got the, you know, my coupon codes on it, things like that to remember so that they're in front of my face. But aside from that, right now it literally says Bobby Sharon, Cobra Cast Podcast, and then the date of your upcoming event. That's it. Like, those are my bullet points because I like, you're one of those people, like I said, that gets out there with your show enough that you pop up on my feed regularly.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing that I say to people, is if you don't see the Cobra Cast logo pop up at least once or twice a week with new episodes or an event, you know, I'm not doing my job.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at one point I was oversaturating things to the point where it was ridiculous. And people were calling me and going, you know what? You need to back off a little bit because people are unfollowing you and because they're tired of seeing your stuff, you know?
Sure.
But, you know, in the beginning of it, you know, I was so gung ho with getting it out there that I was on it 24/7, you know?
Oh yeah.
Just getting it out there. And I am to a point, I've kind of leaned back a little bit. Because the way that the COVID thing is going right now, everybody is online streaming. Everybody either has a podcast or a YouTube show or a Facebook show.
Yeah.
And the way that I look at it, there's room for everybody right now. But I'm still, you know, I'm still kind of holding my own, my flag, you know, the CobraCast flag, and still trying to keep it going. I mean, when, you know, the COVID came in, when it came in really heavy, I had, I think, a month or two of guests booked. And I usually try to do like two a week, Mondays and Wednesdays or Thursdays. Yeah. And it came to 1 month, I think it was March or April, that within a week, I got like 8 cancellations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're like, well, we can't come up. And, you know, what are you doing for social distancing? And I'm like, you know, I wasn't like really planning for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I wasn't set up for Zoom. I had my old board and my old equipment up here. And so one of my buddies, Jason McMaster, he plays in a band called Dangerous Toys, Broken Teeth. He's in a, he's Austin, you know, he's like the king of Austin metal, this guy. You know, he's royalty when it comes to Austin music scene.
Absolutely.
And he is at School of Rock teaching guitar, bass, you know, vocals. And he goes, man, you Zoom all the time. Why don't you go to Zoom?
Yeah.
So I did a couple of Zoom episodes, but the problem is the old board that I had, it wasn't set up for like Zoom. It was like a bunch of, you know, just reverb, and it just sounded like it was a hot mess. So to make a long story short, I bought a new board and everything and got that going. So I didn't know where I was going with this story. But anyways, I had all those people cancel. So I said, you know, I'm going to put it on ice for like a month or two and wait till this goes by. Then it got to a point like right around May. I was like, I need to get back on the horse and get going again.
Yeah.
You know, I just, because, you know, I mean, you and Chris, you know, in this game, if you're out for a month or two, you're like, you're yesterday's news. You're all done.
It can be that way. It really can.
Oh, totally. That's 100%. That's why you see people on Instagram and Facebook and everything else. They're constantly posting.
Yeah.
They're always got a post up, always got an Instagram picture, always got a TikTok video up. Yeah. Just to stay relevant. That's their whole thing.
Well, and I mean, even dudes and beer, like, that's one of those. That's an example that I give people whenever I teach master classes, stuff like that all the time, Bobby, is that it can take a while. And I was even talking to a buddy of mine at a thing this last weekend in Houston about websites. And I was like, it's one of two things. It's time or it's money. Either you've got the money to pay somebody to sit there and do all of your social media day in, day out, hammer out like blog posts, edit your stuff. You know, either you got the money to do that, or you better be making the time to do that. One of the two, because it needs doing. And in our game, like you're saying, that social media trend is so crucial. It took 5 years almost to get the Dudes and Beer group to the point where it is now, where it's not just me posting articles. Now other people contribute. Other people are starting conversations in the group. There are active open debates going on in the group, things like that. And every once in a while, you know, like, it's all passionate people talking about passionate things. And, you know, sometimes I got to hop in and be a moderator and, hey, guys, let's all play nice. And, oh, my God, man, since COVID happened, it's really been off the chain. And I think it's really just people like me who are used to being on the road doing work. And now they're just like stir crazy, you know.
Yeah, you know, my thing is because people have always asked me that they think I have this big team behind me that does all this posting and all these advertisements and whatever. Yeah. And I tell them it's just me. I'm the one that does it all.
Yep.
I have a schedule for every episode. I do every episode the same way when it comes to advertising and posts. I mean, it's just a it's it's just part of my routine now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, the news groups help out a lot.
Now,
the news group, there's a couple, you know, the thing with the news groups is I had so many of them under my belt that I started rotating them. And because it was getting to the point where it was just too much.
Sure.
And I was just picking my poisons with news groups, and I had to go back to some other ones that I kind of let go and just kind of, you know, revolve those back to the old ones. But they do help out.
Oh,
but
sure.
Like I said, there's so much stuff online right now that the only way to really get it out there is to buy advertising, you know?
Mm.
Like I said, everything is so oversaturated now.
Yeah.
Like before you had one, you know, you had one podcast that would do like video or something. Now you have 100.
Yeah, no. And that's just it. And, you know, I try to explain to people the metric concept of that, you know, right. The question I ask people is why video? Even right now, like this is a show about the audio video field. I've got a moving background and some still images up on screen with us right now, Bobby. I'll be rebooting video coming next season because I'm going to start doing some product reviews. I'm going to start doing instructional videos again, that kind of stuff, you know? So it's like, if you're doing that, great. You know, if there's like four of you sitting in a well-designed room like what you got going on, snappy. But if it's two dudes on laptops with like a ceiling fan going on in the background and like a cattail flapping halfway through.
Right.
Like, why am I looking at that video? And I guess that's just me being a little bit harsh as like a former broadcast tech. It's one of those like content.
That's the whole thing. I mean, with your thing, I mean, if I can ask, how many podcasts do you have now?
Three.
You have three? I thought it was more than that for some weird reason.
I have three. Well, and then I have the podcast network.
Okay.
and then I help people build podcasts, brand podcasts, launch podcasts, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, my buddy, I don't know if you've ever heard of a podcast called The Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Coco Diaz.
Cool. No. Yeah, I got to check it out.
Well, I mean, he's one of Joe Rogan's buddies, and I mean, that podcast was huge. And
yeah,
but anyways, Lee Syatt was his guy, he was his producer and everything. And they started doing video, and it just went nuts.
Yeah,
well, let me go back to my thing. But anyways, in the beginning of it, it was just going to be an audio podcast, which it still is. All my bread and butter and all my work goes into the audio feeds, you know, and. But then it was a thing where people were like, man, why don't you do like a video? This is like 4 years ago. So you're going back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
Where there really wasn't much. I don't even think like Facebook even had like a Facebook Live at the time.
No, they didn't.
So you would have to kind of go live. It wasn't called Facebook Live. It was called something else. And I think you could only go in an hour at a time.
Yep.
I think it was something like that. So I remember doing the first episodes with just either an iPhone or an iPad in the corner, just trying to get it rolling, you know?
Yeah.
And it just kind of caught on where people were like, well, that's cool. I'd rather watch it than listen to it. But then it turned into, you know, oh, hey, I listen to the podcast while I'm driving my car. I'll listen to the podcast while I'm mowing my yard. So, but then you had the audio, people, and you had the video people.
Mm.
So, you know, my journey has taken me to the point where, you know, I kind of do 50-50 now when it comes to the video and then the audio. And so if you look at the Facebook Live videos, I'm heavily into OBS now.
Yeah. Yeah.
where I could play, you know, commercials for Iron Wolf or.
Absolutely.
I know I have AJ Vallejo coming up here. He has a new protege. Her name's Mayani, and she has a new video out.
Nice.
So they're going to send me that. We're going to debut that video. Debut, but we're going to play that video on Wednesday night when they come up.
Nice.
So it's turned into this kind of audio video thing, you know, and it's, I mean, I still brand it as a podcast.
Sure. Same.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, it's one of those, like, it's a podcast with a video element. Right. You know, like, you can listen to Dudes and Beer. If you watch Dudes and Beer on Facebook, like, you get to see the articles that we're referring to up on screen. You get to see, like, the declassified documents, things like that. You can just as easily listen with a laptop, and whenever I say, go to the Knowledge Vault and check out this document, open it up on your computer. You don't have to be watching it.
when you tune into ours, usually it's a bunch of drunken sailors. That's pretty much what it turns into. So
yeah, exactly.
Sort of like Dudes on Beer on steroids.
So. Well, and let's start getting into that a little bit, man, because like you are entrenched deep in the Austin music scene when it comes to rock and roll, metal, things like that. There are bands like Broken Teeth, and that kind of ilk that are on your show regularly.
I have all music up here pretty much. Yeah. The only thing I haven't really touched on has been like country. Mm. I had some country people come up, but
yeah,
I've had a lot of R&B people come up. I have had funk people come up. I've had, of course, rock and metal. Those are the ones that, you know, that I knew around town already.
Sure.
Hard rock and stuff like that. But it's kind of just turned into just, you know, I'll see someone on Facebook. I'll go to their page. I'll see what they're about. And then I'll just go over to iTunes or Spotify and listen to their music. If it's something that I think would be cool on the show or on the podcast, I'll call them up. Or on the flip side, I'll have people call me and say, hey, man, we got a new record coming out. Can we do a podcast?
Yeah.
I'm like, no problem. So, you know, it kind of works both ways.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. And I mean, I'm in a lot of podcast groups and I see it all the time. You know, hey, I've got a new book coming out. Is anybody looking for authors? And it really has become a fantastic way for musicians to be able to get the word out about stuff to a very wide fan base rapidly. Because as opposed to possible radio airplay, anything like that, which of course you're still sending out your press kits and hoping beyond hope that you'll get airplay and maybe an interview on a local radio show or college radio station. But your chances of landing on a podcast with a few thousand listeners, you know, is a whole lot better.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing, because there's a lot of artists, like, you know, major label artists are actually doing more podcasts than anything right now, because I think podcasting is probably like the new radio, the new satellite radio.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I got a buddy that's up in Canada. This guy, Cassius Moore, is a good buddy of mine. And he
is nuts
right now with guests. I mean, he's getting like David Coverdale from Whitesnake.
Oh, wow.
Rob Halford from Judas Priest.
Wow.
Ace Frehley. He did Ace Frehley, David Coverdale, and he did Rob Halford from Priest like yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
But he's the kind of guy that he's been podcasting since he's been like 8 years old. He had a Kiss podcast when he was like eight.
Oh.
And he's like 22 now.
Wow. Okay.
But he puts the time and effort into, because to get those kind of guests, you got to go through, like, you know, it takes like 5, 6, 7 months to get those guests.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Contacting people, sending out press kits for your show. And like, yeah. those are the guests that you really do have to have your game together to get.
Well, and plus it's like a thing where, he's getting known in the industry. So it's a thing where his name is out there.
Yeah.
And so when by word of mouth, he's like, hey, Cassius Morris. Okay. So, hey, okay, we can trust this guy, kind of a thing.
Sure. Sure.
You know, my thing is, you know, cause I remember talking to him, he's like, when are you going to try to get some nationals on there? I'm like, dude, you know, here's the deal. I'm more about the Austin music scene and Austin in general. I said, you know what? I can go on YouTube and listen to, and I said, no offense to him, and I can go on and listen to, you know, 100 interviews with David Coverdale or 100 interviews with Rob Halford. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to get the locals out there, the people that don't have that platform. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they could come on here with their new album and, you know, we could play a couple tracks or something like that. And I mean, they're just like so happy and so thankful, you know, that there's this avenue for them to come do something.
Yeah.
They're not going to get on, you know, most of them aren't going to get on, you know, FM radio or satellite radio. It's like they don't do locals anymore. I mean, there's some local shows, but not many.
Yeah. Well, you've got to be in a pretty distinct niche category typically for that to happen, you know, somewhere along the lines of like country, that kind of stuff, where you're doing very specific things to be able to have a local spotlight show.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on the country game this week because I really want to get some country artists up here.
You know? I've got a couple really good ones, man. That go out and tour regularly, make the rodeo circuits whenever it's happening, all that kind of stuff. So I can definitely hook you up with those.
Yeah, and, you know, now's the time because a lot of people aren't touring or still at home.
Yeah,
that are locals that aren't doing anything. They're on. You know, they have their little Facebook live things with Venmo or PayPal, you know, trying to make some money, which I totally understand. I totally get. Now's the time to get all those guys, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Help them out a little bit. So,
well, yeah, precisely. And that's what I've been doing as well. I really this year leaned back heavy into interviewing artists, and I had strayed away from it for a long time, Bobby, because honestly, even my own music, there's probably about 6 shows on the network. Of course, every show I do, I've written the music for it. My wife's show, I wrote the music for it. And I'm an ASCAP artist. I'm a BMI artist. I get RIAA hits from my own damn music, son.
I had that happen to me. Okay, so this is a quick story. quick story. I'm not throwing
it. Do it.
Now, if the person that's listening thinks I'm throwing them under the bus, I'm not. I want to put this out there because I deal with this all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I am, you know, the end all know it all be about the subject, but I have gotten hit by Facebook Live and YouTube. I don't know how many damn times. To anybody out there that's going to do a podcast and play and do a video thing or play it on Facebook or YouTube, do not play National X.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
Not even a cover band of playing a National X song. I've gotten hit. Some band was playing a Led Zeppelin song. Let me tell you something. Led Zeppelin, they're I'm going to call them an army because that's what they are. The Led Zeppelin army, they catch everything.
They will descend.
Lawyers catch everything. They're all ASCAP BMI artists, and I mean, they catch everything.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to my podcast, I play locals on there all the time because a lot of them, I'm going to say probably pretty much all of them, they're not ASCAP BMI artists. They don't go that far with the music.
Yeah.
And I had this guy, like I said, I'm not going to mention any names.
It's okay.
He had he's got a podcast, kind of a web show, and it was on Facebook Live and on YouTube. And he was on there playing National X.
Mm.
And he put on the bottom, because if you look at the way I set up my episodes, if I have like a local artist on there, I always put up a disclaimer, big letters, and it says something. I don't know exactly what it says, but it's just like, you know, I have the permission from the artist that's on the podcast tonight to play their music.
Yeah.
That, so anyways, he lifted that from me and put on his. Right. But the problem was he listed all these websites of all these artists that he said he had permission from. And I mean, a lot of them were national acts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He wrote me, or I actually messaged him last night. I said, how did it work out for you? You know, he goes, well, I got hit on Facebook Live. And then, you know, I got hit the second hour. Then I got hit a bunch of songs got muted or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I told him flat out, I said, man, you know, I said, and he goes, well, I'm going to do it again on Friday night. I'm like, well, man, I'm going to tell you right now, here's the deal. Facebook, as of October 1st.
Yep.
You probably know this already.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be going on there playing, you know, national act music and stuff, they're going to give you a couple of hits, and one day you're not going to have a channel left.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to pull you.
Exactly. You will wake up to no account.
Yeah, no account. And I told him, I said, man, just, you know, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your life. I'm just telling you, hey, man, just keep it simple. You know what I mean?
Well, and, you know, one of the things that I talk about regularly, Bobby, is broadcast is chasing our coattails. They have figured out that we have stolen their audience. We have stolen their ears. We are what is going through people's earbuds while they're out there jogging. we're what they are listening to typically in the car on their way to work. When they get to work, they can't have a radio in their cubicle anymore. The server doesn't let them tune in to Bob FM on the internet. So they sit there with their mobile device and they listen to their podcasts. So now every single radio station, whenever you hear that DJ sign off, and every single TV show, whenever they sign off from the news, make sure to tune into the podcast right after the show. They're fighting like hell to keep a listener. And all that does is say, okay, people who pay ASCAP BMI, now that you're going over to Spotify, we have to be watching over there now. Now that you're going onto these platforms, our algorithm has to be looking there where it maybe was not before.
That's the reason why I just focus on like local artists, because I love Metallica, but they get enough play everywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why am I going to play a Metallica song? I mean, what, for views or for, downloads? It's like, what's the point? And for me, when I have an artist up here or, over Zoom or whatever, I always love to play music because, okay, I talked to you for an hour and, you talked about how you made your record and how you got the band together and where you're going to go from here and all this other stuff. But the first question I'm going to get from someone that heard the podcast is, that's cool, man, but what do they sound like?
Yeah.
So I can just go, okay, hey, man, we're going to play one of your songs.
Yeah.
People are amazed that, when you talk to some artists and then you listen to their music, it's like two different worlds. It's like, yeah. Oh man, it's totally not what I thought it was going to sound like.
Yep.
For me, that's the kicker. That's what I love to hear. But that's my thing. But when it comes, all I got to say is, man, when it comes to the rules change every day.
Yeah.
You have to be on top of it every
day. You do.
I wish, I did just audio podcasts without music forever.
Mm.
And then one day I was up here with the R&B funk band Backbones, and they were so proud of the CD that they had. Man, I wish we could play this on the air, or we could play it on the podcast and get it out there. I said, you know what? I said, F it. Just give me the CD. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then from then on out, I went and did it. But there's a couple of artists that came up that did the whole, they put the money in, did the ASCAP BMI thing.
Yep.
And then when I did it, what Facebook Live did, the next day they rejected the podcast.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, what we're gonna do is we're gonna let you have your podcast, but when the music comes up, we're just gonna mute it.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way they're going with it now.
That's kind of the way it is working, is the slap on the wrist. I know whenever all of this pandemic first started, my wife and I teamed up with a 501c3 and made like a 5-issue basically internet talent show, where it was all the different types of talent that were disenfranchised from COVID in the AV world. Everything from actors to like pyrotechnicians, all kinds of stuff. It was pretty cool. And the end had a musical act. Well, the first episode featured a song by me with a music video I had made, like moving graphics and stuff. And I, of course, wrote the intro. Now, month before this, I spent the money, Bobby. I became a BMI ASCAP publishing house. Not even artist. I went publishing house with my music. I want to step further. I'm here to tell you, within 3 minutes of stopping that first episode live on Facebook, a big gray screen appeared over my video that said, you have an RIAA compliance issue against you for music that is copywritten.
And it's yours. It's your music.
And then I got an email within 5 minutes from ASCAP and BMI telling me that somebody had used my music. And I was like, oh my geez, dude. And literally, since then, every month I get about 20 of them from the network on YouTube, where it's like, and I got to go through and be like, nope, I own it. Here's my ASCAP BMI number. I own this. Hi, nice to meet you again.
The funny thing about it is I'm not even worried about YouTube. I can't even get arrested on YouTube, so I can't. I mean, I when it comes to the video stuff, I focus on Facebook.
Yeah.
YouTube, the numbers are so low It doesn't bug me if they take away the channel. I don't even take it away.
I mean, doesn't bother.
You just gotta roll with it.
Yeah,
it is what it is. But it's funny because if you listened or watched mine, I have that killer intro music that I have, and I always thought that it was gonna get just flagged for something, like it sounded like something else, or because it basically is a ripoff of something. So
yeah.
Well, the guy that wrote it, my buddy Kevin Gutierrez over at Assembly Line Studios, he came in here one day, and I mean, he's got a great studio where he's at, and he does national acts and stuff. And he came in, he goes, "Man, you really need a cool intro for this thing." I'm like, "Man, who's got money for an intro?"
I ain't got no money for an intro.
Nah, man, I could barely, pay the cost of what I got going on here already. And so he goes, "Here's what we're going to do. We'll barter some stuff." And he goes, I'll get you an intro and we'll work your end out later or whatever. So he goes, "What do you want it to sound like?" And I told him, and if you ever heard that, the thing that I have, it's amazing. I think it is. And he did it in 3 days. It's crazy.
Wow.
So I've been using that ever since, but I always laugh that that's never gotten hit for something.
Yeah. Never got any kind of flag or anything like that.
I mean, it's copyrighted and stuff, but I don't have ASCAP BMI on it. There's no point. I mean, we just steal it and do what with it? It's got my name all over it,
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyways.
Well, let's start getting into what really
let's
made
go back
you...
to the beginning.
Yeah. Let's really start talking about what made you start focusing more on the local music. Are you from the Austin area? Are you a transplant and you just moved here and loved the scene? What was it about the music, the vibe, the people that made you really want to shout the scene from the rooftops, so to speak?
Well, I don't know if you'd call me a transplant now. I've been here about 30 years.
Ah, yeah. You're a native Texan now.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm originally from Bristol, Connecticut, the home of ESPN. And I moved here when I was 24, and I was a drummer at the time. Came down here for the local music scene, played for maybe 6 or 7 years, original music. Then it was going towards covers. And to be honest with you, my passion for playing and the whole business just kind of just, it just went away. I wasn't as driven as I was when I first moved down here.
Sure.
And my thing was, I don't want to be, 40 years old and live in a dad's house kind of a thing, because a lot of local musicians are just broke, they have nothing to lean back on. And but that's a choice. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I didn't want to, I didn't have the passion and the drive to go that route.
Yeah.
So I still knew everybody in the business and, still were friends with everybody. Then it came up to, you're talking 2014, 2015, and I met a guy named Joey Coco Diaz, who is a monster podcaster. A lot of people would know. He's one of Joe Rogan's crew. I think it's one of Joe Rogan's. If you look at Joe Rogan's podcast, Joey's episodes are always the highest rated. And I mean, he's getting 5-6 million views on YouTube, and I don't know what his downloads are, but anyways, I kind of friended him on Facebook, and we struck up this friendship that's lasted till now.
Awesome.
And so one day I was just thinking about it, and he was in town to do comedy at Cap City, which is defunct now. And he was saying, he goes, everybody in town, a lot about music. He goes, why don't you start your own little thing? Just, see where it goes. So that's what sparked it. That was 2015. So, it started. The first episode was in September of 2016, so we just passed our fourth year.
Wow.
How it rolled into music was, it was just a thing where I just knew a ton of musicians.
Yeah.
And one by one, everybody that came up was a musician. It just kind of rolled into bands.
Yeah.
I've had some comedians up here. I used to do, or actually I've done nonprofit military groups that have come up. So it's not just a music podcast, but 80% of it's music.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten into the author thing or into actors or stuff like that. I haven't done that yet. I'm sure that'll roll. Now with the music scene kind of flattening out the way it is right now. I mean, I'm actually kind of looking around. Okay, what else can I do on this thing?
Yeah, yeah. What else could kind of fit under the hood of the Cobra, so to speak?
Yeah, something like the hood of the Cobra.
Because, I mean, even talking sound, for a little while, I had a dude out of California that would call me up. I'm like, hey, I've got the... And granted, he was always wanting to get them on Dudes and Beer. And I was like, I like you. I love talking to your guests, but they're all actors. They're all filmmakers, stuff like that. And if I'm going to do that, that is really much more on brand with my Talking Sound podcast, which is about the AV industry, people's stories, how they got into it, you know, what keeps them in it. You know, what was their path to getting into it? Because that's my favorite story, is hearing how people got into this game to begin with. Whereas Dudes and Beer is much more like, hey, let's like talk to this professor from a university about this really, really hard topic that's happening in society. So it was like, yeah, I can't really like flood that with a bunch of actors, unfortunately, because then people won't tune in. That's not what they're tuning in for, you know.
Well, you know, that's part of the thing too, is if you're doing it to get numbers, I mean, and I tell all podcasters, that people that want to do this, you know, if you're looking for numbers, you know, if you're gonna only do it for numbers, just don't even do it.
Yeah,
because let me tell you something. I know I'm not saying I know so many people, but I know a lot of podcasts that I like that, you know, that are friends of mine that do like 2 or 3 episodes and they never hear from them again.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they do 10 episodes or 12 episodes.
Yep.
And I think part of it is either it's too much work, or I think a lot of it's the numbers.
Yeah.
Because when you do your first episode, you go on, oh, I can't wait to go on iTunes tomorrow, see what we got. And you go on iTunes and it says downloads 2.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like going, oh man, I got 2 downloads.
Oh man, that's how many days my show's been out.
Yeah, yeah, you know, or you know what I mean? And they see the numbers and they get discouraged, you know?
I
tell them, I said, you just got to hang in there.
Well, and that's just it though, Bobby. It's no different than being a musician.
Yeah.
How many of these musicians do you know, even great bands, that go out, play on a Thursday night, and there's like 8 people in the room? Because it's a Thursday night, you know? Well,
I think it's with musicians, it's a different thing because... You know,
how so?
Well, with musicians, 99% of them love to play. They love to play. They're just aching to get out there and play. They don't care if there's like 100, you know, or 1,000 people or 1 person in the front. They just don't care. It's nice to have 1,000 people, right? But, you know, they just don't care. It's just they want to get out and play, especially now. They just want to get out and play. They don't care how many people are there.
True that.
You know, I think with podcasting, it's a little different. Either you got to love to do it. You know, I'm going to be honest. There's been sometimes, you know, that I get home from work and I got to set up an episode where I'm not like 100% into it. It's just a bad day or whatever.
Yeah.
But you get in the middle of it, then you're like, okay, I'm in the mode. You know, I'm in the groove now. Okay, this is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think a lot of it's about numbers, or discouragement.
Sure.
I'm 100%. You know, because they see something like that you have, or they see something that I have. They come up to a studio, they're just calling odd, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is actually a podcast studio. This is what it really looks like.
Well, it's what mine looks like, but I also like edit audio and video for a living, and I'm an electronic musician. Like,
but I honestly think a lot of it's like, it's numbers.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. I get discouraged because I'll tell you what, in the beginning, I was kind of like, oh man.
You know,
I mean, the first 10 were just like god awful. The numbers are terrible.
You know,
just but you have to realize. I tell everybody, you know, everybody's got a podcast now.
Yes,
I mean, the guy that mows your lawn's got a podcast.
Yep.
The guy that changes your oil in your car's got a podcast.
Yeah,
so there's so many podcasts out there. People don't, you know, you got to establish yourself. You know, and it's just you got to hang in there. And I think I was talking to one guy that. I think it might have been Joey's podcast. He was telling me, he goes, man, not many people make it past episode 20.
Oh,
and they're done. And I've known people in Austin that have done like 2 episodes. And I was like all bummed out because I really liked the podcast.
Yeah.
Like where they were going. It's like, oh, well, this guy didn't have time, or that, you know, for whatever reason, they just give up. And I think that's, you know, I don't know where I'm going with that, but
because I mean, really, it is hard. It's not easy. I think one of the best things that happened to me at the beginning of Talking Sound, because that was my first one, and it happened for me right after I came off of broadcast and was going back into the corporate realm for audio video. And my wife was like, "Hey, honey, you're like at that 35-year mark. What are you thinking about doing with the next part of your life?" It's a pretty valid question, you know? And I was like, you know, I really think it's time for me to bring up the next level of engineer. It's time for me to find, like, those mid-20-year-old guys that have a knack for it, have an interest in it, and want to move forward but don't know how. And that was the birth of Talking Sound. Was like, dude, I literally just went up and asked somebody one day. Like, it wasn't rocket math. I didn't, like, you know, wasn't sitting at the bus stop and this big gold bus came by with huge speakers and a microphone and said, "You boy, get on." It wasn't like that. You know, like, I had to take an active interest and go and ask someone. And once I did, they were like, "Come here, let me show you something." Because much like any podcast, once you get somebody talking about themselves, good luck, you know? Like, hopefully they're really excited about what they do, be it work, life, love, what have you, you know? And I think a lot of people, like you're saying, really do get discouraged. The article that I read was starting a podcast, get ready to be lonely.
Damn.
Oh, but it was such an honest and real thing. Because it was like I said earlier, there are one of two ways to do it. It's either time or it's money.
Both in my world.
Well, you know, it's just the fact of, if you're trying to grow an audience rapidly, the only way you can really do that is hardcore advertising. That's really the only way you can do 100%. It, aside from being somebody famous who starts a podcast, you know. Or hopping on the coattails of a train like that. Aside from that, it's going to be organic, and it's going to take time for you to build a community and for people to trust you as a voice in something, you know?
Yeah, it's all a journey, because, I mean, I'm on episode 327-28 coming up this week.
Yep.
And I'm really kicking myself, because I should be like in the 400s not by now, but it got to a point with the COVID thing, right? It's like, you know, just a couple months off, and it just really screwed up my game or whatever. I actually had on my very first guests on episode one on this recent episode. And we just started talking about the very first episode, which was so bad. Oh, God, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I did it off a laptop, and the laptop kept freezing, and I had to break it. The audio, I had to break into three different episodes. And if you go listen to the very first episode, it's three pieces.
Yeah.
Because the audio program on the laptop
just kept crashing
up, and I was like, oh, man, it was terrible. So the next episode, you know, I went down and rented a little Zoom recorder, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, so the thing about it is, I mean, it's a journey. It's an adventure. And these days, most of it's equipment, you know what I mean? It's like always it's upgrading equipment, upgrading programs. And like I said, it's a journey. And my journey's still growing, because I'm looking at this room. I don't know if you've ever seen this room, like, online or in pictures or anything.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Every 2 years, I go through this phase where I need something different. So when I started, I actually started in the room next door to this, which is a smaller room. And we call it the purple room, because it's purple in there. The walls are purple. And then the new studio, which is the room next to it, we dubbed the red room, because we painted it red with black trim and everything else. Now I'm like, you know what? I've been in this studio for 2 years.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen next is we're going to revamp this room again.
Nice.
Which means, I mean, I got a couple of buddies, and we're actually making plans of what we're going to do next.
Ooh.
That means equipment. That means tables. That means chairs. That means, yep, you know, we're going to the next level.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but you always got, you know, but that's the thing. It's, for me, it's always getting to that next level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just try to get a little further out there. But like I said, you know, we've been in the game, I would say, 4 years. And how long have you been involved? I mean, with podcasting, what, 5, 6, 7 years?
Talking Sound is now in season 6. So yeah, 6 years for that, 5 years for Dudes and Beer.
Yeah, see, because that's the weird thing, is when I first found out about you, you were doing Dudes and Beer, and I didn't know about the other podcast.
Yeah,
I thought Dudes and Beer was like, that was it. I didn't know you had.
Yeah, you know, I'm podcast also. I mean, I'm pretty much just like mainlining microphone cables at this point, Bobby. I'm just plugged in everywhere, bro.
I have people all the time asking me, hey, you want to start another podcast? You want to host another? You want to co-host? I'm like, you know what,
dude, I got a job.
Well, it's not even that. It's more like a thing where, you know, everything that I do is under Cobra Cast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, if one episode I have someone up here wants to build model cars, you know, with his with a little kit and glue, it's going under Cobra Cast.
Yeah.
You know, if it's an actor, it's going under Cobra Cast. Yep. I'm not saying I don't have time. I just want to put it all under one umbrella.
Totally. Totally.
And the people that watch or listen to this, they know, you know, they know how we roll up here. It's like, got a lot of different things up here, you know?
Yeah.
I tried to get midget wrestlers up here one time. That's on my bucket list.
That's nice. That'd be a good one.
You know what I mean? I want to do all that, but I want to have it under one umbrella, excuse me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it does get difficult, most definitely. Like Talking Sound went down to bare bones almost the last 3 years. I really kind of thanked COVID for the fact that I have had time to put back into proper production. What's funny is that over the last couple of years, I've gone out and done things like covering CES live out there for 3 days,
right,
you know, things like that, where it's like, hey, let's swap out hosts for 8 hours straight and interview different people every 10 minutes for 8 hours straight for 3 days. Like,
I'll tell you one thing, though, intense. I am the worst interviewer in the world. I'm so bad at it.
I wouldn't say so, man, because
I'm so bad at it. Well, because the way that, you know, I'll ask questions and stuff, but it's like, I never set up questions. I never put up bullet points. I just like press record and go.
Well, there's a difference, though.
What's that?
There's a difference, though. I mean, there's stylized interview style, and then there's straight up good conversation, Bobby.
That's what I kind of go for. I kind of go for like the Joe Rogan format where it's not so, because when you're interviewing people, you know, especially when it comes to musicians, they get the same 10, 20 questions and they start rolling their eyes in the back of their head.
Yeah.
You know,
shark eyes start happening.
So when I have people from like the band Vallejo come up here, or it be the guys from Broken Teeth or whatever, you know, we start off, hey man, you guys want a shot? You want a drink? What's going on? You know what I mean? And we start rolling like that. We just start talking like we're hanging out in a bar. My thing for this was, it's sort of like, you know, say we have four guests. We're at a bar. We got four people at a table. And we're just shooting the shit. That's pretty much what I wanted this to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not into like, hey, so what's your favorite color and what's your influences? It's just like stuff that people have heard a million times.
Yeah.
And I've had people tell me, it's like, man, I hate doing these because they ask me the same 10 questions everywhere I go. But this one's different because you're not asking me that. And we're just kind of just talking about our favorite bands or talking about whatever, you know. And next thing you know, 2 hours goes by, 3 hours go by.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We did a podcast one time. We did like, it was like 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have had some
marathon episodes of Dudes and Beer, brother. Marathon. Yeah.
I mean, it's a thing where, you know, not everybody wants to listen to 4.5 hours of a podcast.
No,
but you know, it's there if you do. And people are like, you need to break that in two pieces. I'm like, yeah, hell, I'll just put it up there, one big long shot.
What's hilarious to me is that even now, because Dudes and Beer is really, over the last couple of years, like the guests that have started coming on, and I have a couple of really big guests that I really thank for this turn into these hard conversations, and like major authors and people from like the History Channel and stuff like that coming on my show. It's dope. Like, I had Bingo Minerva from Lost Gold of World War II on. Like, like, what was it like being a dude that you come from a family of real estate brokers and you went off and started researching the lost gold of Yamashita randomly? Like, just, I mean, his story of how he got into it is just one of the most casual things in the world. It's not like he had like spent his whole life wanting to do this. It's utterly wild, you know, and to have those conversations that, like you're saying, are true and real and casual.
Do you guys do that podcast like you do it live in a room drinking beer, right? Or is how does that work?
I'm normally drinking a lot of liquor these days. I don't have a beer sponsor anymore, but that's because I started going on the road all the time.
Yeah.
For a long time, we had Hops and Grain as a sponsor for and beer. And we'd go out there like once or twice a year, kind of like what you do at Iron Wolf, you know, and put on live shows, bring out a DJ for the day, give away prizes, all that kind of stuff.
Well, we also, you know, in that, this thing is totally let us do. We do a live show. My birthday's in January, and we call it the Cobra Cast Birthday Bash Lamboree, which is once a year over Come and Take It Live. And we put together these monster bills, 9-10 bands or whatever.
Oh, and, yeah, it's an epic lineup every year.
You know, that was, and that takes up 6 months of our time.
Yeah.
But this year we kind of, put it on ice because of the COVID thing.
Yep.
Because there's bands that I want to play this thing. Yeah, because like not...
that was coming up right as all this hit the fan.
Yeah. We usually start working on that show in June or July. And I was talking to Tony Park from Push Monkey /333. He's my partner in it every year. And so we were talking about it, and we already had a date. Supposed to be January 16th of 2021. And then as it got closer and closer, we were actually going to, like, you know, have our decision by like Halloween. We're going to be like, okay, we're going to decide if we're going to postpone it or going to cancel it or whatever.
Yeah.
And it got to be before then. And I just, we got together. I'm like, man, not feeling this right now. I just don't want to put together this big monster bill, you know, and you know, the scene gets shut down again or something.
Yeah.
And so we just decided to put it off. And we're going to have it in June. So June 19th is a new date. Hopefully that sticks. You know, I don't even know if it's going to be over by then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, that, so, you know, this podcast has kind of afforded us to go out and do big events, you know, and it, and,
At
Iron Wolf, like I said, the thing at Iron Wolf, I know we talked off air about this, but Tony Park with 333, which is, you know, the lead singer from Push Monkey back in the day. That's his new band. I wouldn't call it new anymore, but it's like 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
And I would see Tony out in the beginning when I first started the podcast. I was like on episode 2 or 3 or whatever. And I saw him at a Halloween party, and we were just joking around about it. He goes, I heard about your podcast. You know, I'm going to come do it. You know, that'll be cool. And then he goes, yeah, if you ever make it to 333, man, I got the band for you, you know. And we started, as our friendship grew and we started doing stuff together or whatever, that was always the plan. And now we're here.
Yeah. Now it has arrived.
Yeah. So on Saturday, November 7th, we're going to be up at Iron Wolf Ranch and Distillery in Spicewood. And I think Andrea Marie is going to open the show. She's going to play acoustically. Everything's going to be acoustic up there. It's all going to be acoustic up there that day. 333 is going to play a couple of acoustic sets, which is very rare. I think I've seen them twice over the past 6 years or something.
Oh, wow.
It's been. And we're going to record episode 333 with 333, like sometime during the day.
Live there.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we're going to stream it live on Facebook. We probably will somehow.
Sure.
I just don't have the equipment to do it properly.
We'll talk off air, bud.
Yeah. Because you know the streaming setup I have for the studio in here is awesome, but the problem is it's like, you know, total, I mean, the high speed internet that I have up here is just crazy, and it just works great.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything up there like that to do this, so
yep Yep. Yeah, they are kind of out there a little bit. They it's are kind of out there.
Well, you know, remember where the old backyard used to be?
Yep, yep.
It's over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's
backyard is cool.
It's a great distillery. I mean, the place is awesome.
Their product is fantastic.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, so, I mean, it's really funny when people come up here, the first thing they're looking for is the bar. You know, they're looking at my studio. Where's the bar, you know? And there's right behind the camera, there's like a, you know, I have a fridge in here, but on top of it is where all the Iron Wolf bottles are.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason they come up here instead of do Zoom so they get some Iron Wolf.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know? Well, I mean, I got to admit, it was pretty great back in the day whenever people would hop in and be like, you want a beer? Yeah. And you'd open up the fridge and it was just stocked the whole way. Like, it literally got to the point, Bobby, where, like I said before the show, like, I had a studio off premises from mine here and had to give it up because I was just on the road so much, like 35 weeks a year, you know. At that point, why am I paying the rent? And it got to where I wasn't at the studio so much that I would get back and there would be like 3-4 cases of beer in my walkway by the kitchen, just like stacked up. Cause my wife's like, I don't know where to put it. The fridge at the thing is full. The crisper drawer here is full. Well, that's
the thing with Iron Wolf is because I'll go up there when I need stuff. I'm up there a lot anyways, but you know, I'll just say, hey, I need some product for the studio kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll give me like, you know, a case, which is like a mixture of all their stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just a bottle of everything.
Bottle of everything, you know, with a glazed donut to go kind of a thing, you know?
Yep.
And what do you call it? So yeah, I have it up here and, you know, like I said, we're doing Zoom episodes. I'll have a drink.
Yeah.
That's it. Because the problem is, you know, I start getting a little loose with it.
Mm, yeah.
And you know how that works.
yeah, exactly. And that's just it. Like, even to get kind of back to where we were a minute ago about crafting your show. It's called Dudes and Beer. And yeah, you know, we drink on the show. But there's a difference between having a couple or a few drinks and getting like, let's get raged.
Right, yeah. It's happened a few times up here.
Oh, it's happened a few times at Dudes and Beer, too. Like, there was a time where a dude straight up walked out of an episode.
Oh, yeah, that's what, like, I was just going to say. My buddy Danny just got up and walked out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where'd he go? And come to find out, while we were talking, he was texting his girlfriend to come pick him up. So he just walked out of here, and he never came back. And we're like,
what the what? Yeah, like, this dude got kicked off.
I've had people that slept on my couch. We have people like Uber drivers waiting outside because they couldn't drive home. I mean, it's, you know, we're trying to not do that anymore. But, you know, like I said,
it happens. You're having fun. You're just having a conversation.
Yeah. With this thing, it's like people just love to let loose up here. And I mean, I those are the best episodes. People love them. So,
yeah. Well, you know, that's what I get more than anything with this and with Dudes and Beer typically is, that was so entirely fun because it was not like a lot of my guests with Dudes and Beer go on shows like Clyde Lewis, that kind of stuff. And it's a really formalized interview. So it's one of those like, okay, at 15 minutes, we're going to have a break. We're going to have commercial. We'll come in. We're going to plug your thing. And then we're going to talk for 5 minutes and we're going to go to break. And they're like, by the time it's all said and done for an hour long spot, we've actually talked for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to crack into a topic or really dive into something is hard. But they were like, it's different coming on your show because it's really just a casual conversation about something that's really deep.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing, though. We don't get into like super deep conversations. Like, you know, a lot of it's about music, the local scene.
Yeah, but it's just about being casual. It's saying, yeah, it's not like a formalized interview where their representation has gotten to you and gone, okay, well, these are the questions that we would like. Yeah. You know,
there's a couple guests have came on before, and you know, they have bullet points of stuff they want to talk about. And I have no problem.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Writing those down. There's only been a couple. You know, I've been a couple of them.
Yeah.
And so I go that route too. But it's like, you know, but for most of all, it's a free for all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just we have so much fun. It's what it's all about, though.
It is. It is a great show, man. It's one of those that whenever I see it pop up on my feed, and I'm sitting here just. Editing, something like that. I normally just throw it on my little side monitor, you know, and have it rolling through my that's dark, but still lets me slide things over, and I can just pop my speakers over to that channel and have it come on while I'm working in the studio, wiring, stuff like that. Because, it's for me, it really is kind of that, inside baseball talk.
Yeah, and right now is a sad time because, pretty much the whole conversation, because I do a lot of these over Zoom, and Zoom is really tough to manipulate when it comes to talking to somebody. Mm. You don't have that interaction that you usually do, when they're like right in front of you in the studio.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, the talk goes to, okay, hey, what club closed today? Or what about this club? Are they still hanging on? Or, it's not about, hey, so what do you got coming up? Where are you playing? Because nobody's playing anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's about. So a lot of it is about hopefully they got new music that I can play.
Yep.
It's like, I remember every episode I've done in the past with this COVID thing, I'm always like, man, you got any music? Anything you're working on? We can play some old stuff, some new stuff, whatever you want to do. Let's just play something. Yeah. And a lot of them are working on new music. So if they can play something that hasn't, a lot of them are playing stuff that haven't been released yet.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I mean, we played a podcast the other night. There's this band called Give It the What For, with my buddy Eric and Ben, and they had two new tracks off their new EP. They're not going to release till like December, January.
Dope.
And then we played some other stuff from some other projects that they had. It was funny because they were both on Zoom, and they were sending me stuff to my Dropbox.
Yeah, yeah.
To play on the podcast. So it was like a free for all. Mm. We did what we wanted to do. I had no idea we were going to play five songs that night.
Yeah.
I knew about the two, but I didn't know about the five.
Well, the conversation takes you somewhere, and then someone's like, oh, well, hey, check this one out, and that's what's great when you really do just get to vibe off of people and sit back and have that casual conversation that way.
Some of the Zooms are just, and I know you've probably, there's no way you haven't had one. You just wanted to like jump off a bridge after you did it.
Hey man, that's like I told you, there's a reason why most of the time the video that's coming into the show is what's here in the studio and the guest is their still picture. It's just audio. That's what we did in broadcast to assure the fact that there was like that wide open pipeline for the quality of the audio. Because otherwise, if you're sending video back and forth, you don't know if that dude's using like next to dial-up speed internet. I hack into my, I pay my neighbor $10 a month.
I haven't come across that yet, but
I'm using my laptop from, year 2000. Still works though, rocks.
That's that's the Zoom thing that I can't stand. When you have five boxes in front of you.
Oh yeah. No.
And every single person has a different audio input.
Yep.
Some have a professional mic.
Oh.
Some of them have like some little Yeti mic or something. It's like the battery's half dead on it.
Yeah.
Or there's another one that's using the microphone on their camera. I mean, you can't mix them.
No.
They can get a little bit of a mix, but then you have five different audio feeds. It's all a hot mess. But I'm talking about the people that are like, they're the greatest musicians on the planet.
And cannot figure out five buttons.
And you ask them a question and it's like, yes, no. It's like one word answers. And you're sitting there
Bobby. That was one of the big reasons I did, man. Because at least technicians are like, we're nerdy, dude. Like, you want to start talking cables? Like, let's start talking about cable manufacturers and different kind of cables and the frequency response. Like you start talking to like circuit designers and stuff for amplifiers, and they are willing to nerd out for hours, man. You could just roll.
Speaking of equipment, I'm getting really excited about the new gear I got coming in.
So what you got?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Oh,
I just got an
RE20.
I'm going to actually have you come up here in the beginning of the year. So
I'd
love to have you come up and do an episode in studio.
Hey man, you need help. You need help with install, anything like that. You let me know, man. That is what
it's not going to be so much install stuff. It's, It's stuff that hasn't come out yet. That's why we really can't talk about it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking bikes. We're talking boards. I mean, I'm really excited.
Dude, I just got the Tascam Model 12, and that thing is sexy.
I'm in talks with Zoom right now for a sponsorship. So.
Oh, cool. Good for you.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it's only going to be a couple pieces.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's some... They got stuff that's, I mean, you know, I run all Zoom stuff over here and love it. Of course, all the Shure stuff too. But yeah, the new studio, I'm not going to say new studio, just the gear part of it.
Yeah. The refab studio.
It's going to be very cool. I said, I'm blessed right now with what I have.
Same here. Same here.
And I can't complain about it, but there's always those little upgrades you want to do.
New
coming out and.
I've gotten into doing quite some VO work, things like that. So, like, I just got an RE20 not too long ago. And, oh my God, dude. Like, this thing just sounds beautiful. Like,
I'm excited about... Shure has a new mic coming out. Have you heard about this?
Yep.
Shure Next hashtag or whatever?
Yeah.
And it looks like a SM7B, but it's... I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's got a USB on the bottom with a headphone connector to it or headphone jack. I'm like, what the hell is this thing?
And see, that's the thing. Like, I kind of hate seeing that sometimes whenever you see major manufacturers that have made tried and true products for years that suddenly start chasing the tail of other people. You know, like, that's really kind of like a Yeti thing.
That's what people are talking about right now, but
you know,
from what I hear on the inside from a couple people that have endorsements by them, they're like, yeah, you got to check this thing out.
I've heard they're supposed to be fantastic. And there's another one out right now that's called like the Midnight or something like that, very much just looks like a soda can, like a black soda can. It's like somebody took an Audix condenser microphone, like pencil condenser, and just blew it out on the sides.
Yeah, I've been, you know, with the mics, I've been using the SM58s since the beginning.
Hey man, you can beat those things down in a storm and they'll work tomorrow.
The crazy thing is they're 4 years old, but they're brand new. They never leave the house.
Yeah. Exactly.
Those might get a trade in here in a couple months. We'll have to see what's going on.
Sure. Sure.
I don't know. But, you know, like I said, the gear thing, it's like computers. There's always going to be something new coming out.
And, yep. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to stay on top of it. It's crazy. And like in reference to your point a while ago, like, yeah, that's a big reason I quit doing musicians aside from getting muted on stuff was because I would hear this amazing music from people like at the rehearsal space I was at. And I would bring them on my show. I'd go out and I'd see them and they were awesome. And I loved their album. And then I'd bring them in and it was literally like Mortimer J. Frog, dude. Like those, you know, like the Looney Tunes commercial where it's like, hello, my baby. Hello, my dog. Hey, check this guy out. Check this guy out. Ribbit. You would start to talk to them about that. Like, you can get up in front of 1,000 strangers and bare your soul with your music. I'm here asking you how you made that track, and you can't even tell me.
Yeah, people get freaked out by it. Yeah, when they got to talk.
And that's when I dropped video.
I have a weird thing with the camera. People don't like coming. They don't like being on camera.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I just said. I dropped video, like... They were comfortable as hell, Bobby.
Yeah.
Like, once the camera wasn't there, you know, like, yeah, it was strange. It was really interesting to see.
I say at least, I'm going to say 75% of the people that come in here, because I'm using one of those Logitech Bria. The 4K cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that thing to death.
Yeah, it's a nice camera.
It's tiny and it's, you know, on a little pot over here, and people always ask, where's the camera? And I point to it, say, a little white dot, that's the camera. And they're constantly kind of either trying to look at it or, you know, trying to get their, let me sit over here, this is my good side. It's like, man, who cares, you know? I get out here and it's I forget the thing's on. I look every once in a while to make sure the thing's still running, you know what I mean? But it doesn't, I don't get freaked out by it. I never have, never will, you know?
Same here.
But like I said, with musicians, it's kind of weird because you'll get these guys that are just, I mean, they wrote the most, you know, amazing music and songs and or whatever, And then you get them on a mic and to talk about stuff, and they just freeze up on you. And
you're like, I know. It's
like
pulling teeth from an elephant.
So my thing is, I got to make up for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to be that guy that, you know, got to not say wild and crazy, but I have that personality where I just kind of tend to take over when there's like dead spots.
Yep.
That's one of my
you're the host.
Fortes. You know, it's one of my fortes. And it's like, I can make up for it. You know what I mean? Try to pull something out of somebody. That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, there's some of them, it's like, I'm looking at the clock. Oh, man, we've only been on 20 minutes. Oh, this is like,
yeah.
This is like death clutch right here. And, oh, man, how much, you know? So it might be a shorter episode if they don't want to talk or whatever.
Yep.
But the funny thing about it is when you get them up here before you're on camera or, you know, on the mic, they're chatty and talkative. And it's, I'll tell you what, I wish that like I could do a podcast of just Mortimer, when they come in.
Ribbit.
No, when they come in, sit down until the point where we press record, because that's the best part, or the after the podcast.
Dude, my wife does that.
Well, because they get freaked out and they hear, you know, they hear the intro. They, okay, we're on. It's Cobra Cast episode 265 or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just freeze.
Well, and like my whole shtick with Dudes and Beer, because we are live, is I normally tell people I'd like to connect with you about 20 minutes beforehand, you know, so that our internet lines can ballast out to each other, things like that. Typically, if you're going to have any crunching of data, it'll happen in that first part of the pipe. So it's like, let's connect for that. Just to kind of talk about the show, get familiar. I'll write down anything that you want to promote. And then we just have a conversation, you know, just like this, Bobby. And I'll tell them we got about 2 minutes before broadcast. Just so you know, we just did an episode. Like, I didn't record it, but that's the episode.
Yeah.
It's just a like, we're gonna come in. We're going to talk about something that you were an expert at talking about. And you'll get to shamelessly self-promote at the end. Aside from that, we're just talking, man.
Yeah, and that's my thing, because, you know, because I just, it's really funny you talk about, you know, the Dudes and Beer thing. I have a buddy, my buddy Will, you probably heard of this podcast. It's called Two Beers and a Whiskey.
Yeah.
You hear those guys?
Yeah.
So anyways, he invited me to do it. He actually came up here and did an episode. Then the COVID hit, right? So he's goes, well, we come, goes, well, you know, two beers and a whiskey. Is it two beers or three beers? I think it's two beers and a whiskey. No, it's three beers and a whiskey. Why did I get mixed up? I'm sorry.
Anyway.
But so anyways, he goes, yeah, we start doing it again. You need to be the first guest. I'm like, I'm in, you know? So I got over there and I think three beers and a whiskey turned into like six beers and three whiskeys. I bought a bottle of Iron Wolf over there. And Will broke his finger or broke his toe or something. it was great because his wife made like street tacos and stuff. It was a great thing. And, I mean, as soon as it's like you hit record or hit, you know, the stream button or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm on. I'm just let me go. Wind me up and let me go.
Yep.
You know, that I'm like one of those guests that people, I'm not saying love to have, but
it's like nice to have
them. Yeah, because I just go, you know. Yeah. I'm so tuned to it over here that when I go do over, and it's funny because when Will had dead spots on his show, I kind of jumped in to cover the dead spots.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because
just instinctively.
He's looking at me like, dude, what are you doing on my show?
Why are you bum rushing my show?
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's part of it's like an instinct. That
I know. It's like dead air. Dead air. Yeah. No.
Dead air is bad, man.
It's a bad thing.
Kills everything. So
I actively have an episode of Talking Sound, I want to say in season four, Bobby, called Dead Air is Death. And while I'm doing the episode, I crap you not, dude. Go look it up. It's a classy one because it's one of them that I was doing video for at the time. I literally time-lapse the band trying to set up while I'm doing the episode. Like, if it is taking you this long to set up for a show, you really need to rethink your setup. Like, it just shows like 40 minutes of setup for this local band. It was like, oh man, it's like these guys will remain nameless,
Right.
I will not publicly call them out, but I will use them as an example from an audio engineer's perspective. That this is what kills an evening of music at a venue right here is somebody coming in and taking 40 minutes to set up a three-piece.
Damn. That's at a club?
Yeah.
That's at a venue?
That was at the hole in the wall.
Well, I remember we did, you know, we were at our show, you know, the January show, we would have a backline. I mean, Come and Take It Live gave us a, you know, a great drum kit, re-added the whole thing for us.
Yeah.
We have a bass cabinet on stage, and the changeovers are like, I think 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And those are for 4 and 5 piece bands. You know,
that's what it should be. What it should be. So I had to use that like as an example, like, don't be this, like, this is just 20 minutes of dead, like 40 minutes of dead air at a venue. That's horrifying.
Yeah, so I'm hoping right now that this whole, you know, with the COVID situation, that, man, because I just miss having people up here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I have one Zoom this week, and I have one in studio this week. But just having people at the house, it's a whole different thing. The Zoom ones are okay.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's like, some of them are painful because you don't have that interaction, like I said before.
Yeah, yeah, so, it is totally different being in the same room with somebody and having a conversation.
Yeah, you know, the clubs are, you know, disappearing one by one. I was actually reading something today that Saxon is barely holding on now.
Yep.
And that's a tough one right there.
Yeah, man, there's quite a few that are getting ready to go down. And it's really sad to see, you know.
Well, I mean, Austin's the music capital of the world. And I mean, without all these clubs,
yeah,
got a ton of musicians, but no clubs. So where are they going to play? They're going to start. I'm honestly telling you, man, there's a lot. I don't know what's going to happen. If we can dive into this for a couple minutes.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know when it comes to, I know ACL, they just did virtual. And I heard South By is going to be virtual this year.
South By is pretty much all virtual this year.
And here's the thing. First of all, with all these clubs closing, right? How would they have South By anyways?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then, but the thing is, you would have a ton of people from all over the world buying plane tickets, buying, you know, rented hotel rooms, rented cars, whatever. And I don't really see any of that happening right now. And they can't do that overnight. Pretty much everybody that, if there was a South By gonna happen in March, that
we would already know about it.
Yeah, they would already be going on. They have the film festival. They have the interactive week.
Yeah,
and they have there's a fourth week now too, and I don't remember what it was.
Education.
Is it education?
It's education, interactive are pretty close to each other, and then it's they're right up on top of each other. It's really like almost a half week of each. Butting up against each other.
Yeah, because this year we were actually going to rent a space over at the convention center.
Yeah.
For the podcast.
Yep.
And just do like Iron Wolf and me over there doing just grabbing people walking by kind of a thing. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's out the window.
Yep.
So it's like, but what I'm saying is I honestly think that if they do South By Interactive this year or whatever, I think the music scene's that's going to be one of the nails in the coffin in this town.
Yeah,
they need to get their stuff together quick.
Yes,
because when I hear of a club like the Saxon closing, you know,
yeah,
Saxon Pub, I mean that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know, 1-to-1 bar's already gone. I mean, and it's like
is Elephant Room still around?
What's that?
Is Elephant Room still around? Have they made it through? They're one of my favorite rooms in town.
That's more like a comedy place, isn't it?
Well, it's much. They do a lot of jazz.
I'm thinking of Velveeta.
Velveeta Room is the comedy.
I don't know about the Elephant Room. I don't
know. They're the underground jazz club up on.
Yeah,
second.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But there's clubs just dropping like flies all over the place, and it's just, I don't know, man. And you know, for me, it's a sad thing. I get, you know, hear all these stories, and I'm checking in with people to find out what's going on with these places, and no one knows.
Yeah, yeah. You know, even.
When they shut down, that's when you find out.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's sad to hear it. It's sad to see it. I know even with corporate events right now, everything is up in the air. Everything is up in the air. I've seen a few pop around here and there, you know. I've seen a lot of digital things going on. But, yeah, you know, even if they do digital ACL or anything like that, which I guess they just did.
I don't understand the South by thing, though, because what are they going to do? I mean, I know there's bands from, like, Japan that come in and everything. Are they going to, like, you know, live stream from Japan into South by? I mean, how's that going to work?
Well, and that's the thing is that, like, a big part of the YouTube or the Facebook ruling that I've tried to explain to people is you have to try to understand as a brand that is not what Facebook is for.
Right, they
are not for building a music experience. They're okay with building community experience, like having a live podcast and stuff like that. But they are not meant to be a music streaming platform. So when the server starts getting junked up and the audio sounds like crap, people don't go, "Man, that audio engineer sucks." They go, "Dude, Facebook sucks."
Yeah.
But the platform wasn't built for that, people. So. Ooh. It wasn't built to handle like 100,000 live living room concerts going on at the same time. Would South by be able to handle the audio quality of all those people incoming.
There's a lot of apps. I think Red Bull has an app. It's like a channel on like
Roku.
Yeah. I know that Red Bull TV has, it's like a channel on Apple TV or Roku or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of those big shows.
Yeah.
You know? So what I'm thinking is they might, because I know what just happened with ACL. What the deal was, they were going to have like a pay-per-view event and they were going to show all the past, you know, ACL like performers from past years. They were going to charge people for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like kind of going, huh?
I'm pretty sure I could just hop on YouTube and find most of those.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So anyways, it went from being a pay-per-view event to just like they're just going to stream it live on YouTube.
Yeah, to just being a live event.
And I think probably what's going to happen, it's either going to go to a set channel that you have to get, like either, you know, Red Bull TV or I don't know what other.
Well, kind of like getting like independent film channel or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, but they'll take that app and use it for the day or for the week or whatever.
Sure.
But I'll tell you right now, for us here in Central Texas, that if they, I'm not trying to be a downer,
and
but I'm just trying to tell the people my opinion of it. Not like it really means anything, but that if they do, you know, South by virtual, and that income is not coming into Austin. There's a lot of clubs that make all their money, not all their money, but like 75% of their money during that South by week.
Yep.
The clubs that are left. And if that happens, man, forget about it. It's going to be all over.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like the forgotten people in all of this, Bobby, sadly, has been the live technicians amongst everybody. Like there were benefits, all kinds of stuff, fundraisers. Grants, everything else given out to musicians and artists and people who work creatively, quote unquote. But man, I know so many audio engineers, so many video engineers, lighting technicians, pyrotechnicians, things like that, who like they are literally the backbone upon which this town is built. Without them, you have loaded trucks.
100%.
You got some 18-wheelers with a bunch of crap in them, folks, is what you got. You don't have stages built. You don't have sound systems in the air and sound checked.
Yeah, I got a buddy.
And we've forgotten them.
Yeah, I got a buddy. His name's Kenny Sheritz, and he's a professional drum and keyboard tech.
Yeah.
And he's been out with, I mean, like Janet Jackson and Stevie Wonder. And, I mean, he was out with, when the whole COVID thing hit, he was on the Blondie and Elvis Costello tour.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and so I talk to him all the time, and he's a drummer by trade. He plays drums, great drummer, in a couple of bands around town, cover bands. And he was telling me that, man, a while ago when it first hit, that they weren't going to go on the road till January, because January 2021, we're going to probably be back out. Now it's they pushed it to June.
Mm-hmm.
So he says touring is just messed up right now. Touring is just not non-existent. So I think he goes, you're going to see a lot of those big tours probably start going out in June, July, that time frame.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't stick, 80,000 people in a stadium.
Well, and apparently the Flaming Lips just did a show where they had everybody in bubbles. Or where everybody was...
The band was in bubbles or the people were in bubbles?
Yes, is the answer to that question, both? Bobby. Yes.
A bunch of bring your own bubble or what?
I was like, number one, I see a really, really bad mushroom vomit situation going on here. Like, I could see a bunch of really bad trips happening in that crowd if you're in your own bubble on high-powered hallucinogens. Now,
how many people in a bubble? Was it like a plastic bubble something?
Yeah, it was like your own little sphere that you were in.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. My whole comment was I refuse to pay money to hear a whole bunch of reverb inside of a latex sphere.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of going. I mean, it would sound kind of weird, though.
That would sound like...
How many bubbles did they have in the crowd? Was it like just a lot of bubbles?
No, it looked literally like a crowd of just bubbles bouncing around. It was crazy, man. Yeah, go check out the pictures. It's pretty cool.
So how many people in a bubble? Just one?
One. Bubble per person. Everybody had their own personal sphere.
So how big was the bubble?
I want to say it was, big enough for somebody. I'm a 6 foot person, so
me too.
It was big enough for you to stand in and put your arms out full length.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like
I don't know. It's a little much.
Yeah, somebody's going to end up as a human beach ball at some point.
That might be pretty cool for the podcast. Get people in bubbles. They can sit in the chairs over here,
right?
I had somebody that was going to do a podcast about a week ago, and this girl Shelly, and she said, "Well, I'll come up there and do it. I'll just have to wear a mask." And I'm like, "You know, here's the deal." I said, "That's great. You can do that if you want, but let's just do it over Zoom. That way, you won't feel like you might catch something.
Yeah, or, you don't feel uncomfortable. Things like that.
And plus, when you talk through a mask, you can't understand them. And
it can be tough.
And that's the one thing I pride myself on. This, I try to make the audio. I'm constantly working on audio and video on this thing all the time.
Yeah.
And when someone comes up and they're like, you can't understand them. It's like, you know what? Let's just do it over Zoom.
Yeah.
And we did, and it came out pretty good. So.
Yep. And, this is one of my better Zoom experiences, actually. Like I said, most of the time, I don't like doing a lot of stuff like this because I don't know the technology that the person's dealing with on the other end, you know. But someone like you, you're out there doing things like me. So I know you're rocking more than likely a desktop PC. It's got hardline connection, all that kind of stuff. It's just funny to me to go and read groups sometimes as a tech and go, wow, you wonder why you're having problems. You're trying to live stream to three different places while bringing in two different Zoom feeds and record in a multi-track all over Wi-Fi on your laptop.
I have the hard connection up here and stuff, but I'm broadcasting to three different pages on Facebook.
Wow.
I'm doing doing YouTube, and I was doing Twitch for a while. And because I heard that was big with podcasters, but something to do with the restream. The restream was I had so much stuff going on there that it couldn't handle it all or something. I don't know. I dropped the Twitch, and it's like, Twitch is more of a gamer's platform anyways, but
yeah.
I'm always into trying something new. You know what I mean? That's me. So
I'm always proud to see that there is one hardcore Twitch liver out there that watches Dudes and Beer every week. Because you'll end your stream and then you get a stream report the next day. And about every other week I get one. And it's nice.
That's how mine was too.
That dude came back. All right.
I think the highest I think I did maybe 2 months out there.
Yeah.
I think I had maybe 10 viewers on one. It was okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm I'm really getting more. I'm really focusing more on the audio podcast. You know, the iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff.
Yeah,
because that to me, that's what it's about. All this visual stuff, that's all fluff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because people were kind of demanding it, going, "Hey, you know what?
I want to see what it looks like.
I want to see what it looks like." And you see like a bunch of people get, I mean, and some of them getting hammered. They think it's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's some like sitcom or something.
At one point, and I have the camera now, but at one point, whenever I had the studio, because I got tired of mixing a bunch of tracks and everything every week from like four or five people. Uh-huh. So I literally just put like a circular pattern condenser mic in the middle of a round table. And then took all the backs off my chairs, so everybody had to lean on the table and lean into the microphone. So it kind of made everybody equidistant.
Wow, really?
Oh, man, it came out great. As far as just, like, conversation style, sitting at a round table, everybody with their beer, you know, everybody had eye contact with each other. It wasn't awkward. But the one thing I always wanted to do was get one of the live 360 cams and put it in the middle of the table so people on Facebook could, like, spin the camera around to whoever was talking, you know?
Yeah, and that's the weird thing, too, because...
like, that's the cheesiest and most horrible thing ever, but...
I wish I had an engineer in here. I would love to get a multi-camera, you know, situation here, but it's like, man, I gotta run everything.
You do. You do.
So you're, like, sitting there, you know, worried about live feeds. I mean, it's like, you're supposed to be, I would say, the host or whatever, but... you're supposed to be the one, you know, taking charge of everything. And like, you got all this stuff. And I'm talking to a few people that are running those now and say, they're like, man, it's super easy. You can get a little touchpad where you can just touch the pad. I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, so maybe go to a five camera setup instead of just the one. I don't know.
Sure.
But it's, like I said, that's in the future. I can't, you know.
Yeah.
I can't just start.
No. Once you, like, God, the thing, man, is, once you start digging that hole, you better have a real long ladder. You know what I mean?
And that's the
thing. You better have an out plan, my friend.
That's the thing. That's the thing with me. It's like, I don't want to have it be, you know, just not look pro.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. You're not going to hack something together. You know, you're not going to utterly destroy the brand that you built and the image that you've crafted.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
And I think that's something that a lot of people really, and granted, you strike me as the type, Bobby, that whenever you had a band, you actually worked at it, you know?
And that's the thing, too, you know, when it comes to podcasting is I've had so many people that wanted to be in on this thing. Hey, I want to be a co-host, or I want to be, hey, I can help you out with this, or I can help you out with that.
Sure.
And so the co-host thing, it's like, hey, well, okay, well, we're going to record on Monday. Well, I can't make it Monday. My son's got basketball. Okay, well, what about Tuesday? Well, I got to work late.
Yeah.
So it's the thing where, you know, everybody wants to jump in on the game, but it's like no one has the time or the dedication or it takes a lot of work, but this is like half of my life. It really is.
Absolutely, man. It's a part-time job, brother.
No. And anybody that like my girlfriend, she's very supportive. And it's a thing where, hey, this is part of the package. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just is. It's
yep.
We were joking about it the other night and my buddy goes, well, man, you've been doing this for 4 years, you know, when are you going to kind of give it up? I said, man, I'm going to hit 1,000 episodes and maybe
I'll think about paring it back.
Do you know a guy named Johnny Gotti?
Uh-huh. I know. Yeah. I know him connection wise. Yes.
Yeah. He's been in this game longer than anybody in this town, and he's hit 1,000 episodes. He's right near it.
Yeah.
Like 985 or 990 or something. I was like, God dang. I've had him on before, and he's a great guy, you know, but he's at it no matter what. He's doing 2 episodes a week, no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, the world could be burning, you know?
Yep.
He'd go find someone to talk to.
Hey, and that's how I feel about Dudes and Beer. Like, Talking Sound, I've really, really been happy this last year to really bring it back full force. It's been nice to have the time during COVID to really polish things back.
Right.
Bring it back to life, kind of resuscitate the show. But yeah, Dudes and Beer is the one that, like, every Tuesday, 5 years, man, I have not had a repeat show ever.
There's do repeats.
There's never been a best of. There's never been a Tuesday off.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like with this, I don't do repeats. I don't do best of, and I don't edit the show.
Yeah, I don't edit the show either. Thank you. Thank you.
Let me tell you something. I had a buddy that had a podcast, and he edited so much. It's like, it didn't even sound like it was flowing right. I'm like, what's wrong? What's the flow is way off. And he's like, well, I edited it. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I couldn't. Well, we talked about this thing I didn't want to bring up. I'm like, well, I mean, don't talk about it.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up then.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody that comes up here, I'm like, here's the deal. I know you're probably getting a little loose. You're going to be talking like you're going to forget that we're recording or the camera's on. It's like, hey, you know, if you're talking about like, you know, you got a friend that's sleeping, you know, cheating on his wife or whatever, don't say it because it's going out.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever the case may be.
I'm not taking it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
There's been a couple times that's happened, you know. I've
had it happen where people came back and asked me, and I was like, go back and listen to your episode now. I was like, I know that you think you may have said something that you regret. Go back and listen to it, and if you really think so, I'll take it out. It's like, but here's the thing, and I used to actively, especially with Dudes and Beer, because we were drinking on the show, and the original premise was America was founded in a bar. We used to talk about religion and politics and economics openly with people, and then come back and occupy the same bar stool at the pub. You know, when it came wintertime, I gave you food. You gave me wood. You know, we took care of each other. It didn't matter. You know, what happened to that? Like, well, we stopped talking about it. So the idea was everybody bring a six pack and two topics to the conversation. And then it started getting deep and stuff. And that's when it became like, okay, like, yeah, if we're having somebody on to talk about this, like, we can have a few drinks, but we can't get ripped out tonight, guys. like, we're having somebody on talking about targeted individuals and, like, declassified government programs. We can't be rip shit, you know?
Well, you never hear those topics on my thing, so.
Yeah, no, precisely.
I'll direct them to your site.
And, well, but the thing is, in the beginning, that was very much what Dudes and Beer was.
Oh, really?
Was five, like four dudes sitting around a table just BSing, talking about whatever. It evolved into what it is now.
Yeah.
Slowly, because I became being on the road. I was separated from Stephen Bishop, my co-host all the time, stuff like that. And it became the fact of when we did have a guest on, me being able to Skype into the studio as well as Skype into them with my janky internet in my hotel room was not dependable. So it was like, if we're going to have somebody, guys, I'm sorry, it's going to be the guest. You know, I'll catch up with you guys next week, you know. And then it just became me and a guest. And it's really gotten a chance to drill down into topics and start getting those more hardcore guests on because, it's not necessarily the conversation that it was, you know? So, it's different. It's fun to me to see the different ways that people have the conversations, the different ways that people approach having a show, you know?
Like, you know, my thing was, you know, from the beginning, it's just, you know, press record and just go. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
I've never planned anything out.
Yep.
I mean, some guests I would have a couple things that I wanted to know about them, but from there it was like, you know, we just start talking about anything.
Yep.
I mean, it's just the stuff that you hear on this, it'll have you just totally crack it. Some of them are just, my buddy was telling me he was on a flight. He was listening to one of the podcasts. He was flying somewhere and he was laughing so hard. His wife had to like shut him up because he was like,
just cracking up out loud,
distracted everybody in the plane. People were trying to sleep or whatever. It was like, I think it was like red eye flight or something. And he was just rolling and cracking up. And I mean, the stuff we talk about is like, you know, a bunch of guys get a couple of drinks, just total juvenile, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just talking about the stupidest stuff. And then there's, you know, ways about how to make money that are just ridiculous and just, you know, for $100,000, would you do this or would you do this or what would it cost for you to do this? I mean, it's so ungodly bad, some of it. And I'm kind of like going, how do I get away with this? You know, how do I get away with some of this stuff? I've never had anybody complain about it.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there's some stuff on it is so, I say vulgar, but it's
definitely not family material.
So offensive. so offensive.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, oh, did well, you just say that? Oh,
my general rule back in the day was, okay, guys, if you cannot say it to your kid's teacher at school, if it would make your grandmother blush, or if it would get you in trouble at work, just leave it at the door.
Yeah.
Just leave it at the door, man, because I'm not taking it out. I don't have time for that. You know, I come at all this from a broadcast perspective. Like, we didn't have redos. We didn't have re-records. Yeah. All we did was cut out commercials and send it out to our subscribers at the end of the show.
You know, me, it's like it's sort of like a podcast version of Howard Stern, like the old school Howard Stern.
Yeah,
that's
what
it kind of comes off.
Exactly. Exactly. You
know? And yeah, so it is what it is, man. That's all I can tell you.
Well,
you know, and the ride's going to continue.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I slowed down for a bit. It was a point where even when I came back, I was doing one episode a week because people were, you know, they weren't equipped for Zoom or they couldn't figure out Zoom and they couldn't come up here to the studio.
Yeah.
So then it became a point of like, man, I just can't find anybody.
Yeah.
Or I was doing a couple over telephone kind of a thing. And, you know, it's right now. So it's getting back to two episodes a week. This whole month has been two episodes a week.
Nice. What's it like to be back in that groove?
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird because when you're going two episodes a week for three and a half years, let's say like 3 years. Right.
Yeah.
And then COVID hits. It's like, God, I got a lot of time on my hands, you know?
Yeah.
And you're trying to stay relevant. You're trying to stay inside the pocket.
Yep.
And it was really hard for me to put it down, but I said, you know what? I don't want to endanger anybody for having come to the studio.
Yeah.
I was 100% against Zoom episodes. Really didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same as having them in the studio. It's not the same, but it got to a point where
either or not have content.
Yeah, I don't have content. And I'm not like, here's my thing too. Is like, I'm not one of these content, these people that create so much content. You know what I mean? I'm not like taking, little clips from the show, and I don't have time for all that. You know, I do a podcast. Yeah,
you're not doing audiograms all the time.
No. I mean, I might take some pictures here and there, but I mean, I built my following on that because, you know, I don't want to see me all the time, you know, I don't want to see my face or like pictures of guests, you know, every 5 minutes. Cause I, you know, in the beginning, it just, people just got sick of looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, like I said, I do my two pod. I advertise the episode, the morning of the episode. I do them the same way. You see a pattern of how I do them.
Yep.
And I've been sticking to that for the past 4 years, and it works.
And that's really key more than anything else in this game is the consistency. Keeping what you're doing the same way, how you're doing it the same way as much as possible.
Like I said before, if you're doing a podcast or an online show and all you care about is views and how many likes you get, man, just give it up.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, you're not going to be happy unless you're, you know, I mean, you know, Michelle Obama does her first episode and then she's number one of all podcasts on Apple iTunes.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Like,
well,
where am I? I'm not even in the top 1 million, you know?
Well, and the thing is, dude, that's Michelle Obama.
I know.
Like, that's a famous person. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. But you'll.
I know. You see the broken hearts all over the road.
I don't even know where I even sit on their chart. I probably don't even sit on it. You know what I mean?
I'm not
even
same.
In the top 1 million. I don't even know where I'm at.
Same. Yeah. People ask me and I'm like, I'm on there.
I'm on there somewhere.
I'm on 30 something platforms. You know,
same here, man. I mean,
feel free to check it out.
Have you ever gone on, I know we're probably going a little bit longer than you wanted to go.
Hey, no worries, brother.
Have you ever Googled your podcast to see how many sites it's on?
Regularly.
Do you really?
Yes. Huh. No, that is one of, honestly, because I design all my websites, I do all that work myself. So it's one of my nerdy things to do anywhere I go where there's like a public computer set up. Like, yeah, I will absolutely go and log on to Google and Google Dudes and Beer. Or Google Talking Sound and see where it pops up on the Google list.
Yeah.
You know, just like in a Google search randomly on a computer that it's never been looked up on before. Like, how's my ranking doing? You know, is my work paying off? Am I popping up?
Yeah, I don't even look at the ranking. I don't think I've ever looked at the ranking.
Oh, dude.
I always wanted just to see where it was sitting, like, you know, how many sites it was on.
I have guests on Dudes and Beer where when you search them, we pop up first.
Yeah, same thing with me too. Yeah,
because
they don't do anything else. I probably did that. They probably did your podcast, and that was it.
Oh no! I've had them on so many times.
Oh yeah.
Is what it is, and
well, that's how 333 is. I mean, they're like my Howard Stern Whack Pack.
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
They've probably been on. I don't know,
like time. Anytime I have Dr. John Hall on Dudes and Beer, I send him a one of my favorite things on Spreaker is the trending. They'll show you over the last 30 days the trend of your major shows that have been getting the most listens. And his is forever just like a rising plateau over everybody else. Like, oh, wow. Every time he's on, it's like, yeah, like 50 listens this day, 150 this day. Like, everyone else is just kind of steady and doing their thing. His is just forever growing in listens. It's like, anytime you want to start a show, Doc, let me know. I will help you produce it.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, you know, I'm like, really, just when it comes to numbers, I'm just like, you know what? If you're just going basically off your numbers, you're going to drive yourself nuts.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. You know, I focus on content that I enjoy. If I leave the room and my fingertips are tingling, I know I did my job that night. That means that was like an energy giving episode for me. You know, like it jived really, me up like coffee.
It's really strange how it works, because I don't know why it works this way, because there's days that for downloads, you'll get an ungodly amount of downloads. I mean, yeah. The spike will be so high. And then the next day goes down to nothing.
Yeah.
And you'll have that big spike. Then it'll kind of be, you know, average. Then you'll have another just huge spike. I mean, you're like 1,000%. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's bad. I'm trying to think of, is there like some weird way where maybe the podcast got advertised somewhere, or where
some of that, Bobby, is actively your guests.
I don't know.
That's one of the big ways that I kind of metric things, because I don't really pay for Facebook ad placement or anything. So I already know what my organic reach is. So whenever I save my like pre-announcement that I share to the guest with all the hashtags and the website post and everything, I can actively see the difference between what I would normally get and if they've been sharing it. So
yeah, I'm talking more about the, I'm not sure we're talking about the same thing. I'm
okay,
about the,
maybe
like,
not.
The Apple iTunes like downloads and stuff.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. Kind of the same thing, man. Like if you've got an artist that is out there promoting themselves, doing what they're supposed to be doing,
right.
They are using you as a means of media. So whenever they appear on your show, they are sharing it to the world.
Yeah.
Like in addition to their stuff, like they're adding it to their press kits, stuff like that. And you're getting listens that way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, cause you know, you go on there one day and there's like, you know, 2000 downloads a day or 2,500 downloads in one day. Then you go and the next day is like 100 or 75 or 100. You're kind of going, why is this monster big spike out of nowhere?
Well, and there are some bands and artists that just, hey man, like they share. And when they share, their fans listen, you know?
Yeah.
And that I think is a big part of it. You know, that's always been my telltale. Like I said, Dr. John Hall, he's welcome on my show anytime. He could call me on a Friday and I'll make room for him on Tuesday.
Yeah,
like, and that's all day long.
Yeah, and that's my thing too with this. I'm trying to get, like I said, you know, the downloads and the views are great. Love it. You know, that's awesome. But I'm more into getting, like lately, I've been trying to get people that haven't been on before, you know?
Yeah.
I always have those go-to people.
Sure, like, sure. You always like, got the spare rabbits that you can just pull out if you need to.
Yeah, and you know, I'm digging deep to find people that haven't been on here that can do it or whatever, you know? And that's my thing right now is I would rather, you know, I'm not going to say I'm bummed if I have to go to, you know, a past guest, but I would rather have a new one on. And I don't care about the numbers. I don't care if anybody even listens to it.
Yeah.
I just want somebody new on there. You know what I mean?
Same here. Same here.
That's the way I work, though.
Yeah. I mean, I love new content. I love new conversations, new guests. It really just floats my boat, man. I love talking. I love talking about things that I love. Like, even today's episode went way longer than what I normally do an episode. And like I said, none of this is going to be trimmed out because it's all great conversation, man.
You can't shut me up.
Well, no, it's just the fact of when there's good conversation to be had and conversation on relevant topics, it's important to have it, you know? Right. And this show, I really feel like is one of those that, I try to give people pointers. I try to point people in the right direction. I try to give them content that I guess gives them a lesson at the same time, you know. And if there are podcasters out there listening to this and listening to the way that two guys who've been in the game as long as us keep going, like, I love watching Todd Cochran live on Facebook, the owner of Blueberry, because sometimes he's talking and I see like seven people viewing and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And like, dude, he owns Blueberry.
Right.
You know?
Not everybody knows that, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, precisely. But he doesn't care. He's still doing his show.
Yeah.
He's there talking about it. He's talking about the news of the day, talking about tech news and podcasting news and all that, you know? So yeah, if you've got shows that you like out there, folks, support them, go by, check them out, keep listening to them. Where can everybody go to find CobraCast, Bobby? Where can they go to become a snakeling themselves?
A snakeling. Is that a word?
It is. It is.
You got some great material here. I gotta write some of this down. Snakeling and forget the other one you put up there.
My wife says I need to just write down random phrases and give them to rappers in a hat.
I think the girls that listen to this will call them Cobrettes. How about
Cobrettes.
That?
There you go.
Cobrettes would be kind of good. Okay, so for the audio part of it, of course, you know, Apple on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music. There's a ton of them out there. So when you go look for it, it's going to be CobraCast Podcast with Bobby Sharon. That's the total thing. Facebook, go over to my page, Bobby Sharon. We call it CobraCast Podcast with Bobby Sharon. Go over, like the page, check out some of the material on it. There's also a thing, it's more for local Austin people, though. It's a CobraCast forum, and I put that up. So bands, I mean, please, Chris, if you haven't gone on there yet, go there and like it.
I will. I didn't even know about the forum.
You didn't know about the forum?
I didn't know about the forum.
Wow.
I got to check that out.
Well, it's basically, you know, it's a lot of the, you know, same stuff that the other forums have. But, you know, I tell people, you know, put up your shows, put up your podcasts. If you have a live show at a venue, put that up.
Yeah.
And people use that all. I put up my stuff there, of course.
Yeah.
But that's the CobraCast forum. Go join that.
Totally.
But the main thing on Facebook is the CobraCast Podcast with Bobby Sharon. Go over here, like that page. And pretty much, of course, on Instagram, CobraCast Podcast. So it's pretty much all of it, I would think.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Coming up, tell the audience one last time, November 7th. What else going on out there at Iron Ranch with you, or Iron Wolf with you guys?
November 7th, we're going to be over at Iron Wolf Ranch and Distillery in Spicewood, Texas. What we're doing is, actually, I forgot to tell you, it's Tony Park from 333. It's his birthday.
So, oh, wow.
It's actually his birthday party. We want to do something special for him. We got so much cool stuff going on. So why don't we just put on one big event and bam, we'll do it that way.
Yeah.
So Andrea Marie's going to open up the show. She's a great singer-songwriter. She's going to do her thing. And then 333, which is Tony Park's band, Push Monkey singer. Actually, Push Monkey's still around. They're actually doing, you know, reunion shows every now and then, but they're still a working entity.
Nice. Good to know. 333
is his main thing right now. So they are going to do a couple of sets acoustically, which are going to be very cool because they don't play acoustic music. So it's going to be, but I'll tell you what, they're a great band. Come check them out. And then on top of it, we're going to be recording episode 333 with the band 333 at the distillery.
Hell,
so
meta.
That's going to be set.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So go up to check out Iron Wolf Ranch Distillery. Come up and get a drink. The spirits are awesome. And if you want to go to their website, I think it's ironwolfranch.com. And check out them. I mean, they're winning awards all over the place for their spirits. So it's gonna be a great day. Hopefully the weather's good. Well, because we're gonna be socially distancing out there. So
absolutely, you got to. Yeah. You got to. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for taking the time to come on, talk about everything, talk about your process, what really started the show, and what keeps you moving with it, even after this recent hiatus. It's glad to see you back at it full force. Really. You know, both fangs forward, so to speak. So, yeah.
Well, it talked about sort of in the beginning, and I'm going to tell all the guys out there that are doing podcasts, man, just keep going. Don't give up.
That's it.
Forget the numbers. You don't want to, who cares about the views and who cares about the numbers? Keep your podcast going and, you know, welcome to the family, so to speak. You know what I mean?
That's it. Exactly. Well, do hold the line while we close things out, Bobby. While you are online checking out Cobra Cast Podcast, going and liking the Cobra Cast Podcast page on Facebook, joining the Cobra Cast Podcast Forum, and checking out the awesome new event coming up November 7th at Iron Wolf Ranch and Distillery, make sure to stop on by TalkingSoundShow.com. That is the website, folks. That's where you can come by, get all the episodes. That is where you can, if you're a freelancer like me, join the Freelancer Index. It's a great listing of companies all around the country listed by state and city that hire freelance AV technicians. So if you see your city on there and you don't see companies, pay it forward. Let us know. Give us the down low at what companies there locally help hire it. Freelance AV technicians for live shows. And of course, while you're online checking that out, make sure to stop on by audibletrial.com/talkingsound. We are, of course, now on Audible as a podcast. So not only do you get 30 days free of Audible with that code, but you can go on and check out Talking Sound Dudes and Beer, all the great shows from the HC Universal Network. Until next time, everybody, take care of yourselves, take care of your hearing, and keep reaching for 11. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
This is Talking Sound.